The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciples, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the feast of the sorrow of our Heavenly Mother. I think only a woman can have the feeling as a mother. I think the pain of a mother or the suffering of a mother is not so much for herself, but for her children. We can understand the first suffering is seeing her son on the cross. I think as a mother, perhaps she might prefer to be herself on the cross rather than her son. And today, since we are entrusted to her also, she is our mother. She has so much pain also today, not because for herself, it's for us. That's why most of the apparitions inviting people, prayer, and Fatima, pray the rosary. That's when we say the rosary, we remind ourselves the life of Jesus. We are following Christ. So we need to step by step go towards him. So as a mother, she's praying for us. And today, she many places she appeared, of course, recognized officially by the church. But she is, even in many times, she appeared to you in your heart. She is calling you, "Come to my son." At times, this gentle voice is a heavenly mother. She is with us. She is our mother. She is painful, not because for herself, it's for our own sinfulness. So we thank the Lord that we have this mother to be with us. Pray for us in front of the Lord Jesus. So we entrust ourselves into her hand. And we say that come together as a mother that protect us always closer and closer to our Lord Jesus Christ.